they didn't have catering service when I like joined the company.
So Kura, thank you for taking this time to come here this morning.
Yes, thank you so much.
Now, I met you the other day at Nim's.
Nim's Pizza.
Right, Nim's Pizza, which is delicious pizza.
Thank
it's
you.
Really good. I've been there a couple of times now. Fantastic. And we started talking.
Yes.
And I said, look, I found out that you do a catering business too.
Yes.
Right, you're doing that. But I always like to start off before I do the podcast by asking someone where they were born. Where were you born?
In Okinawa.
In Okinawa?
Yes.
So how long did you live there?
18 years.
You lived there for 18 years?
Yes.
Okay. And you told me that your father's American.
Yes.
And your mother's Okinawan. She's Japanese.
No, she's Kansaijin.
Kansaijin?
But she's why from Osaka. She went to the university in Okinawa.
Oh, and that's where your father met her?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Okay.
Young brother, young sister.
How many years difference?
4 years and 9 years.
Are you guys close?
Really, really close.
Wait, okay, so when you were young, how old do you remember starting cooking?
It was like elementary school.
Elementary school?
Yeah, because they had like cooking class.
Right.
Kateika.
Right.
Yes, and I learned like miso soup, how to cook rice.
So you went to a Japanese school?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So they taught you to
basic
cook
Japanese
miso soup and
yes,
gohan.
Yes.
Did you have to do that at home too?
No, I had, but I wanted to because my mom,
right,
they had work,
right,
and my dad also has work,
right.
Takarane, I wanted to help my parents, but my dad is half Irish and half Vietnam.
Your father's Asian.
Yeah, half. So.
Now that I didn't hear. I thought he was all American. So he's half Vietnamese, half
Irish.
Irish.
Irish American. Yes.
So does he look more Asian? Does he look more?
He look Asian.
He looks Asian.
Yeah. So many people think my mom's is 外国人.
Okay, they think she's the foreigner
because she has like light skin and like 鼻高.
Really?
Yeah, for me, she's like Asian, totally Asian.
Right.
But like some people say, oh, your mom is 外国人 and your dad is Japanese.
When they say, because your mother has a high nose bridge
and
stuff.
My dad has tan skin, like moto Japanese skin, and he looks Asian. But for me, he looks 外国人.
Right. Okay, because that's how you grew up knowing
him. Yes.
And his Japanese, how is his Japanese? Can he speak Japanese well?
He does, but...
But on purpose, does he? At home, he raised you only speaking to you in English.
Yeah, he knows. He used like Japanese words, like choto.
In places. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, but the basic is English.
Okay. Mm. Oh, and your mother and father still together?
Yes.
And where do they live now?
Okinawa.
So you go home to? Do you go home to visit often?
Not often.
Okay. What about your brother and sister? What are they doing?
My brother is professional soccer player.
Where?
In FC Tokyo.
What is it, the group?
FC
Tokyo.
And he's in Nihon Daihyo now. He's in Qatar right now.
Okay, tell me about your sister.
So she's now, I think, high school student, and she's volleyball player. And
is she taller than you?
Yes.
Is your brother taller than you?
Yes.
You're the shortest?
I'm the shortest in my family.
And you went to high school, then after high school, in high school you said, what did you do in high school?
What sport? I don't know, dance. I quit basketball when I get in high school. I start dancing.
What kind of dancing?
Like hip-hop, art, like jazz, anything.
Really?
Everyone joined the club. Hontoni. It's really popular in Okinawa.
Right, okay.
Because we don't have like Shibuya,
So
after school, we do like bukatsu. Bukatsu is really popular.
But bukatsu is strict, isn't it?
Yes, it's really strict.
But then you did dance, and that wasn't strict.
So, because it was really new Bukatsu.
Were you the first on it? I mean, the first to start this new club?
Oh, no, 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 my one, like, senpai.
One above you. They were the first.
Yes.
So you guys were the second year.
Yes, 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 okay. Yes, yes.
So what would you learn? Like what?
Like, I don't know. Like how to count?
Rhythm.
Toka, like basic isolation, kind of. Like neck, chest.
Isolation.
And the coach sometimes comes in my school, and they taught me like hip hop. Okay, let's go down.
Right.
That's it.
So how long did you do that?
3 years, and my college too. 4 years, so 7 years there.
So what did you study in college outside of your club, your Bukatsu dancing? What else did you study? That you liked? What kind of degree did you get? What was your major subjects?
Oh, in college?
Yes.
Was English,
okay.
Chinese, so, and...
Do you speak Chinese too?
A bit.
All right, go on.
And like business.
And business. You wanted to make sure you knew the finance.
So. That's
what about the cooking?
Cooking one.
You didn't need.
Yeah, I don't need it. I had mom, dad was my teacher. Man.
Dad, your father cooks too?
So that's why, he's so half Vietnamese.
Right.
And he grew up in Hawaii.
Okay.
So his dishes like Vietnam food sometimes, Hawaiian food sometimes, and like his like original recipe food sometimes.
Wait, he grew up in Vietnam for a short time?
Mm-hmm,
no,
mm-hmm.
But he just learned to cook Vietnamese
food. Yeah, from
foods.
His mom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is his mom still alive? Your grandmother?
Yes, yes, yes. But I don't know. We don't like take contact.
Why?
I don't know. Because I follow her on Facebook.
Oh, she's on Facebook.
And my grandpa.
What about your grandfather?
Yeah, I follow her on Facebook. But that's
it. And your grandmother and grandfather. They're still alive.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's it. We don't
Not so much.
It's all.
Okay. So tell me, you also started a catering business.
Yes.
What is it called?
Oh, no, just Sakura Cynthia.
Sakura Cynthia Catering.
Yes.
Because that's your Instagram name.
Yes.
And what kind of catering is it? What do you do?
Yeah, sometimes washaku, Japanese food too. Right. But basically, it's like more casual food.
What's casual food?
Like tacos and chicken over rice. And also taco rice from my hometown.
Okay.
And spam onigiri.
Wait, what's the difference? When did you start your catering business? How long ago?
I don't know, 1 year ago? A year ago. By myself.
And why?
Why? I like cooking, and I like to go like even, and I like to like people. I like to see people enjoying music. And like this like point all together, it was catering.
You made catering come
up. Yeah.
What's your goal? Do you have a plan for your catering?
Yeah.
How do you see it?
So I started a year ago.
Right.
It's really new, but I want to have my own shop.
Your own shop someday.
Yes.
You cater. What are some of the things that are difficult when you cater? What's difficult about it?
Like to bring stuff, because I don't have car license. I have to use taxi.
Okay.
And I cannot bring like a lot.
Right.
So
what's the most you can do? How many people can you do? Easily.
Easily? It's like 50 people.
You can do 50 people easily?
So,
okay, that's the
yeah,
highest.
But easily is like 何でも大丈夫 for
me. Right, okay, right.
So like 30, 40, easy.
Okay, 30, 40 is really easy. Okay, but once you get past that, then you probably need some help.
Yes.
It's good if you have somebody that has a van or somebody that can help you. Yeah.
Like arubaito.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes.
So what's the biggest you've done?
Biggest? For like...
Yeah, what's the biggest catering you've done? How many people?
How many? It was one... So it was even, the event no ninzu was 150, more than 150.
Right.
And I serve Okinawa food, Okinawa soba, goya champuru, and the spam onigiri.
Okay.
I served that.
Right.
But I had to ask for help.
How many people helped you? How many people helped you?
Three?
Three people. So it's four of you together.
Yes.
And you did it. You did 150 people.
It was really, really,
how long did it take? How long was it? Did it take you to do this? How many hours did you?
So the event was open at 6 p.m.
Right.
And until like 2.
In the morning?
2 a.m. Because it was in Shibuya, and they had like DJ. The main one, I think, the catering one is like 40%, okay. And 6% is like selling.
Selling yourself?
Yes.
Oh, which do you prefer? Which do you like the most?
Yeah, catering is easier.
Where they just, here's the money,
yeah.
You bring the food.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about like, oh, like less.
I might have too much,
yeah.
And then I get leptis
yes,
over here.
Yes, yes. But.
And that happens. What do you have to do when that happens? You have to throw it away, right?
Oh, no.
What do you do?
Just keep it in like fridge.
Okay.
And I have like plan first. Mm-hmm. And like, to this time will become like nanin gurai.
Right.
And I prepared a like ryo.
Okay, the food, right?
The food, yes. So daitai it's more sold out.
Most of the time you sell out.
Yeah, so I don't have like
So you don't usually have any waste.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
That's very, very good.
So I ask the organizer every time, like, right. How do you think about the like people? Like, how many people do you think come today? They were like 100 人. Okay, so I was like, okay, then let's do 30 or 40, みたいな.
Right.
I have like いつもの, like routine, じゃないけど.
Stuff that you have all the time, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I have like always thinking about. So it's if they have like young people party, they don't spend money on much.
Right.
So I don't bring a lot.
How did you start figuring this out?
Yeah, just go even.
You do the first. So first time you don't know. That's when you start learning.
No. How do I learn? I was in a company before.
Okay.
And I started there. Apparel, the clothing store.
Oh, apparel.
But
apparel.
They have like food.
Okay.
Business too. And I'm the one who started like catering or. Like,
in that company.
So.
Oh, so you didn't have to worry. You got a salary
so
anyway.
First one. So that experience
helped me. So you already knew what to expect.
So
you didn't have to lose by learning on your own.
Yeah, first time. So
first time.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And I learned, oh, this kind of party, oh, amari konai. This kind of party, oh, okay. And that company,
right,
yeah. And that experience
taught you. How long did you do that?
Yeah, it was a year. Food business, we did 5 people together.
Right.
But they didn't have catering service when I like. Join the company.
When you first started, right?
So I started saying like, company, やりましょう, let's do catering, let's do catering.
And the after?
Because.
The first 6 months?
Yes, because the shop was in Asakusa.
Right.
And the food was chicken over rice or soup curry from Hokkaido. Soup curry and like chicken over rice.
Right.
It's not for like Asakusa people.
What do they want?
Like. Oden or like Japanese izakaya, they have a lot of izakaya.
Okay.
So, like Harajuku, Shibuya is like more casual food place.
Okay.
So I said the boss, like let's bring our food to Shibuya, and like make it popular.
Right. Did you?
Then people will come to Asakusa.
Right.
Kanatte. My thinking.
Did it work?
Yeah, did it work.
How long did it take?
Yeah, but they quit. So my boss went, Hokkaido. We had two boss.
Okay.
One boss is for clothing shop.
Right.
And one boss was like my.
And your boss was the one that went to Hokkaido?
Yes. So that's why I left my company.
And they started working in NIMS?
No,
before that.
Yes. So. And then after I quit my company, I was doing like traveling Japan.
Where?
Like Hokkaido, Osaka.
Okay, so you weren't traveling on your, you went to go see people.
Yes.
Okay.
Not see people, it's just
No, I mean see your friends. No?
That's not, well, that was not my main
Okay. purpose. What was the main? What was the main purpose?
Just like refresh.
Okay.
Like,
to have time just doing nothing.
Yeah.
I see, right.
Yeah. Okay, That's it.
So it took you 2 months. After the 2 months, what did you do?
When my choking was really, really, my money.
Right. Low, okay.
I have to start working. Then I start NIMS.
Oh, so that's when you started NIMS. How long have you been to NIMS now?
Like 9? I know. More than 1? Just ちょうどかな.
1 year.
1 year, yes.
Okay, do you like it?
Yes.
Okay, you should say that. Big difference between the men and women working?
Oh, yes.
What's the difference?
So, in Japan, like men and women.
Okay.
So, men has a lot of salary. Tuka.
How much difference?
Oh, I don't know, but like many people say it. Okay. So, I don't know like about mechakuwashiku.
Right.
But in... So, like Japan, kono kanji, fuinki.
Okay, the feeling, okay.
Yeah, but actually, jisai wa, it's only for like big company.
Okay,
but
for small companies like NIMS, it's different.
Yeah, NIMS is really like.
You think it's kind of fair?
Fair da to mou.
Okay.
Yes. And, kore iu ka wakanai kedo, I do like selling. Female easier to sell.
I say.
Yes.
So that's why
really easy.
So that's why they position usually the woman in the selling position.
Yes.
And the man's doing the labor part.
Yes, exactly.
But what about the pay? Is the pay the same?
Pay the same. It depends on the like what can I do.
Right.
So it's not about male or female.
Okay. Let's just say, what do you think Japanese companies looking for? Similar to NIMS, what are they looking for in a girl?
Yeah. Like bright.
Okay, Brian.
So, okay. I'll talk about kono restaurant とかね.
Okay.
Serve wa like bright and not too like hard to like take communication with people. So, they can like chatting okay person ね. And Sekininkan, wait, I don't know how to say Sekininkan.
Someone who's responsible.
Yes, responsible.
Someone responsible, yes.
Gurai kana.
Okay.
The basic. But someday. Shibuya wa very friendly.
Everybody's friendly, right?
Yes. Shibuya, ne?
But everybody's from everywhere else. They're not from Shibuya.
Yes. So that kind of people gather in Shibuya, right?
That's right. The kind of people that want to are from everywhere else, but they want to be close.
Yes.
And they're friendly. They welcome everybody.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. So it doesn't matter.
You mean of your age, too, of that age bracket?
Yeah.
Because you have, I think the age bracket is your age bracket now in Shibuya, right? Mm. It's always been a young city.
Yes.
I think, basically. Whereas Roppongi's different.
Roppongi's different.
And if you go to Shinjuku's different.
Different.
Because Shinjuku has many parts to it.
Yes.
It's very big. What about Harajuku? Is that considered still Shibuya, kind of?
Where?
Harajuku.
Harajuku is so, yeah. It's young.
It's young. But is that like Shibuya, too?
Harajuku. Harajuku has more, like, pop there. They have a lot of, like, kawaii character.
Right.
And clothing shop.
Right.
But Shibuya is, Shibuya doesn't have anything.
It doesn't do that. It is, Shibuya has clubs.
Club, yeah.
So the nightlife is different in Shibuya.
Yes.
But Harajuku has no nightlife.
Yes, they don't have.
Unless you walk up and down the street,
yeah,
that's all.
Yes, that's
right?
It. That's it.
And then where else would there be? Ebisu is not the city, that's nothing. Ebisu is food. Right?
Ebisu food,
oishii. Food. What about if you go to like Hibiya, those areas, that's older. And that's more...
Where?
Hibiya.
Hibiya. I don't know about Hibiya.
Right, you couldn't. That's the older place. Wouldn't be. And Ginza, of course, is still older.
Yes.
That's different.
Yes. Omotesando.
Omotesando. What about Daikanyama?
I love Daikanyama.
That's food, right?
Yes, I love Daikanyama.
That's not for partying so much. That's just food.
Yes, but sometimes they have party.
And sometimes, yeah.
The adult
will come?
home.
Okay.
めっちゃいい. I love to go Daikanyama.
Why? Because the adults are what?
Different the music type? Is oh, different.
So what's the music like?
It's like house.
House more.
Yeah.
Shibuya is what? What is the music in Shibuya?
It depends on the club.
Okay.
But mostly it's like the U.S. hip hop.
Yeah, yeah. Too much.
Too much.
Too loud. Yeah.
Too loud. And they're like, kanpai. I don't like that.
Okay.
I used to like that when I was young, with my friend, like every day, every night.
I think it's tiring. Yeah.
Like Harlem. Do you know Harlem?
We used to have, when I was young, they had a club called Harlem, but it's probably different than your Harlem.
Oh, really? It's in Shibuya.
Okay. I don't know that one.
I think that's like one of the old
nightclub.
Right. And they have a lot of 外国人.
Right.
And like, it depends on the like date.
Okay. Because they change it day by day.
Yes, yeah, right. But weekend is mainly hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah, I go there every night before.
Oh, when you were younger, okay.
Yes.
And then you get tired of it.
Yes. Wow. I look more like music.
Okay.
Like jazz.
Yeah.
I like the jazz bar.
You like jazz?
Yes.
What type of jazz?
Yeah, anything.
Smooth jazz? そうそうそう.
全部好き.
Interesting. That is so interesting.
Yeah, I like techno too.
If a young woman came here your age, where would you take her? And let's say she's from the States. Or from England, doesn't matter, she's not Japanese. And she says, come on, Sakura, show me around Japan. Show me around Tokyo. I don't want, not Japan, but show me around Tokyo. Where would you take
her? Tokyo?
Yeah.
Okay. In like daytime, I would take her to Asakusa first.
Okay. Why?
Because it's like, mecha nihon. They have like temple, and they have like, tabearuki, like
okay, eating. Good things. This is really Japanese.
Yeah.
But that's quick food.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Okay.
And like in nighttime,
right.
I take her like Shibuya or
right.
Harajuku, because they have a lot of people. The show mazu, and like atmosphere is like wow,
okay.
It's so bright, zenbu akarui.
Right.
And they have like izakaya.
Right.
It's not matter like oishika.
But it's cheap and it's food.
Yeah, and that's the real name.
Right. This
for
is with Japanese, with
yeah.
the people are really eating. You'd show her what life is really like.
Yes.
Right. Then what would you take her to do during the day when it's not party time?
Party time.
What would you show her? Let's say I wanna know your life. How would you show her your life?
My life now would go to Yoyogi Koen kana.
And do what?
Just like lay down, reading book. Playing music.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
Just, hontoni, day off, I go Yokosuka, and I go to the beach, and just sitting there. Kore, hontoni kore karrier.
And just relax.
Yeah. Because I work hard.
I hear you.
So, like, nani mo shinai kana.
There's nothing there.
But I don't want to stay in my home.
Right.
So I go outside, like fresh air, relax, kind of. So, sore suru kana with her. From
that's you do.
Yes.
Right. And then you just give her a high five and say bye bye.
Bye bye, see ya.
Nice to meet you.
Bye bye.
People don't go to movies anymore, right?
Oh. Yeah, because
long time ago they used to. Now nobody
does. Yeah, Netflix,
right.
Amazon
so
Prime,
yeah.
Hulu.
And you watch on, and people watch on their phone, and
yes,
that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have, a
big screen at home.
Big screen at home.
But how often? You don't see that so often because you're out all the time, right?
Yes, I don't see all the time. So ne, I like anime, Fast and Furious.
You like that one?
Yeah. So if they have like new one, I would like to go theater now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you know that the guy just saw something about Fast and Furious? You know the Japanese guy in it, kind of tall? And Fast
what?
And Furious. And Fast and Furious. The kind of guy, the guy that's Japanese, kind of tall.
Mm-hmm.
Asian.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I thought it though.
He's one of the four guys. They have the black guy, they have
Han.
What?
Is it? It looks, he's a
Asian.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know his father's black? He was adopted.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know that. I know that.
I just saw that the other day. They showed a picture of him as a little boy.
He was my favorite character.
So he was raised by a black man.
Yes,
he has a little black sister. Because his mother and the black guy that married his mother had a daughter. But he was already born when he married him. That's not it. So he was raised by a black man. So interesting. The show life can be interesting.
Yes.
So, Kuda, this has been a very interesting conversation. I wish you all the success on your catering business.
Thank you.
Do people contact you for your catering business?
Instagram.
Okay, they have to go Sakura Cynthia.
Sakura, like underbar Sakura Cynthia.
Underbar Sakura Cynthia.
Yeah.
And
or,
find you.
Or Sakura Cynthia 12 at gmail.com.
gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then they can get you there.
Yes.
And what happens? Then they just talk with them, they can negotiate how you cater their place and the kind of food that you'll make for them.
Yes.
And are you limited as to what food you can make?
Not yet. But you can
do almost everything. So if I say, okay, I want you to cater my place and I want you to bring meat dishes, I want some meat.
Meat.
And I want to have salads.
Salad.
And I need some sort of pasta.
Pasta? Do you have like allergy?
No, none.
Hey, so then, no, I cannot do like, oh, yeah, これとこれとこれ.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I talk with you more.
Well, you would more.
Okay, what kind of taste do you like?
Right.
What kind of party? とか、どんな人が来るとか.
Yeah, what kind of people are going to come? Well, I'm speaking to you in English, so you have to tell me in English.
Yeah.
So you have to tell me in English. Just because you know I can speak Japanese doesn't mean you speak to me in Japanese. So if can people that speak only English call you?
Yeah, you can call. Yeah.
And then you'll use only English. You won't throw so much Japanese in there.
Yeah.
All right?
So in my brain.
I know, you think you're talking to me in Japanese. No, but see, you picked me out, so I think you said, I know he knows Japanese, so that's why you're using it.
Yes.
But when we were talking before, you didn't know, so you were speaking to me only in English.
Yes, I did.
Yes. And you majored in English and Chinese, so you should be able to do it. All right, anyway.
Yeah, last night I spoke Chinese.
Did you really?
Yeah, because family came to my place.
I bet you they loved you.
They're like, where's that? I was like, oh, they're Chinese. 等一下，看一下。
And you did it.
Yeah. But they were like, eh.
And they loved you, didn't they? They were so happy.
Yes, yes.
People love it when you can speak their language. I think that makes them feel so happy.
Yes, yes, yes. In Nims, so a lot of 外国人, the custom comes, and we don't know they speak English or...
That's right, or Russian or German or French, right?
Many Japanese think, okay, they say hello to all 外国人, but I think... So I say konnichiwa.
Because since you're in Japan.
Yeah. But so some stuff, ne, other arubaito, really, really like nervous. They feel hello.
Right.
And you can say just konnichiwa.
Because you're in Japan, you're right. The first language you should speak is Japanese.
Yes. And if they know, Japanese.
They'll speak in Japanese, then you're good, smooth for you.
Yes.
But if they speak Italian, or let's say they speak Lithuanian.
Yes.
You don't know.
No, you don't know.
But you won't know unless you start off in Japanese. If you say hello, they might go.
So.
What?
Hello.
Hello, I don't know. What's that mean?
So that kind of thing. So that's why in Japan, we have to more relax, ne? With take communication with other foreigners.
So.
Because they don't know English too. Sometimes.
That's right. But see, that's something that I think is good when you're in Tokyo because everyone's from somewhere else and you have access, especially in this area. So many foreigners, because you have all the embassies around here.
Yes.
You never know who you're going to be speaking to. So, don't forget, they've come to your country.
Yes.
So you can speak Japanese. And matter of fact, that's why if you go to Kansai, it's completely different. They don't care. They see a gaijin, they speak only in Japanese.
Yes.
That's right. They say right away. When you came here.
Yeah.
But in Tokyo, people try to, they think they should try to help you.
And
be kind to you so much.
The kimochi is really important.
That's right.
But the language is not very, very important.
That's right. Just the feeling behind it. You're right.
Yeah, so,
that's so,
so
important.
So, so.
I like to ask this question
okay.
before I end the podcast. Mm-hmm. Sakura, if you could go back in time and meet the younger Sakura,
okay.
right, and give her advice, mm-hmm. how old would that Sakura be and what advice would you give her?
Learn English. talk to your dad in English. Talk more in English.
You tell her that? At yes. what age?
Like elementary school. Because I used to go to church.
Right.
Like American church. Like that. I was the only one like Japanese.
Okay.
I was really, really shy. I couldn't talk. Like, and if, like, and I don't get there, like, what they're talking about, I was like, because everyone's laughing, so I was like, but I think I shouldn't do that because I can ask them like, what was the funny point? What was the funny point?
So you can learn better.
So motto, I can like, don't be shy to make a mistake. Yeah, that's the advice, kana.
That's beautiful.
Tough.
Try.
That's people good. Don't care.
They don't.
So they don't.
They love people that care. They love people that try. Mm. But you're harder on yourself.
So go for it. The kanji kana.
Beautiful Sakura.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Arigatou gozaimashita.
I want to thank all of you for watching this podcast or listening to it. And never forget, it's all on loan. So continue to reach for the stars.
Because you're too blessed to be stressed.